To the money zone, we pay to play. Win or lose, somebody getting paid today. About to make the grudge papers, guess it's safe to say. Line up, and we gon' make you famous today. Somebody tell mama they done smoked up the kitchen. Put yourself on the board and play your position. It's a win-win, so how could you lose? Pick one and ride with them, you got something to prove. As a
N-G-R-A,
N-G-R-A.
We're locking in and getting paid. Will never be the same. It's the N-G-R-A. We're locking in and getting paid. Where everybody wants the money and the fame.
That man guilty of disturbing the peace. You ain't a racer, get you some holler dollars at least. Yeah, we grudge you for cash. Chairman of the board got his foot on the gas. Turn them lights on, you better get you a victory. Don't know who Willie Dog is, check your history. Rules to the game, money, math, and mystery. You gotta keep cool and you gotta have heart. That's the number one rule. That's the
N-G-R-A.
N-G-R-A.
We're locking in and getting paid. Will never be the same. It's the N-G-R-A. We're locking in and getting paid. Where everybody wants the money and the fame.
All right, guys, good evening, and welcome to the Chef Lion Lock Show. Be sure everybody can hear me well. You doing mic check out there, somebody? Y'all got me? Y'all got me? All right. Looks like y'all hear me. All right, so I'm going to keep going. Pretend like y'all do. If y'all don't, y'all let me know. Okay. So,
you're good, Joe.
Appreciate you, Doctor. Appreciate you. What's up, Kenny? What's up, James Jones? I ain't seen you in a while, man. How you doing? I'm glad to see you, Doctor. Looking. James? James? Okay, guys, him and Ghetto Cowboy are partners, and he's a car owner, and he and his wife, they attend all the events, and he's been a little bit under the weather, so James Jones, nothing but love to you, Doctor, whether you can respond back or not. It's all good. I know your heart, Doctor. Good deal. And what's up, Ghetto Cowboy? Appreciate you doing the shares. All right, guys. On the Facebook side, get a like and share. We can get a like and a share. All right, guys. I'm filling in. I'm pulling double duty tonight, actually. We were supposed to do a live NGRA interview tonight with Christine Randall, how you doing, love? With Shakedown Racing and Kia, the Miss Mulan, female grudge racer, and her father, Kenny, Shakedown Racing, and there may have been one or two other members of the team on for the interview, but unfortunately, Dewey called, so Kenny is, he sends his regrets and his regards, and he apologizes to the fullest. It's just been the darndest, you know, getting together for this interview. But it's all good nonetheless because it turned out for the better. I had to fill in for Cliff tonight, and I didn't really have anything to talk about. But now I do because I talked to Kenny. And as he gave his regrets, I said, well, let me give me something to give to the fans so I can tell them, you know, have a conversation with them about Shakedown Racing a little bit. And what he told me, I asked him, was the best grudge race he ever had. And he told me the first one, and I said, okay, That was too easy. Give me another one. And he gave me another one. And you'd be surprised at the two he gave me, okay? The first one, you should be able to guess pretty easy. Okay. He went down to the Super Bowl of Grudge, No Guts, No Glory. And as he was down there, there were some other guys down there with a car. They were both looking for action. The 615 boys from Tennessee. Good guys. Shout out to them, man. Now, I had met them when I was over in Mississippi doing some things. But nonetheless, because of the connection, I thought the 615 boys would be a good race with Shakedown Racing. It turns out they all thought so, too. And that was done a few years back. And when I asked Kenny tonight, what was the best race you ever had? You know, that's what he said. And I said, why was that the best race you ever had, Kenny? He said, both cars went down. And it was a good race. He said, we didn't know them, and they didn't know us. You put that race together, and that's what happened. But that's the best race he ever had. So I'm proud of my little part in that. But that's what we do, man. We got the greatest show on earth, and anybody can be a star. And everybody will be a star. You just get your time to shine, you know. Everybody just wait your time to shine. Like, you know, everybody gets a chance to shine, man. This is the greatest show on earth. Then he told me the second best race he ever had. And I said, well, he lost that race, though. He lost the race. He said he raced a turbo car. He can't remember exactly which one, but I said, well, why are you telling me that's the second best race you ever had? He said, because, man, everything was there, Pro Style. He said, the man pushed the fucking button, right? He said, the man gave him something. He made it sweet. Whatever he gave him, he wasn't too clear on the details, but he gave me something. He made me take that race. I mean, and I had to try it. He said, the gambler in me made me try it, you know. And that's why you got to respect the gambler and you got to respect the hustle. You know, you know, everybody thinks they're going to win. When both cars go to the line, that's the grudge race. That's the grudge game, man. You make it sweet for the other man. You ain't got to look over there at his shit and say, oh, my God, there ain't no way I can win this round. You ain't got to look over there and say that. Because before you get over there, and it's your choice, you say, hey, Caleb, what's up, doctor? Happy belated birthday to your wife. I saw that the other day, I believe. Happy birthday to your wife, Caleb. Yeah. What's up, Underdog, Antoine? What's up, Christina? I see you guys up here. Yes, sir. Appreciate you. Being up here, you could have been any place else in the world, but you chose to join me and Chef Lion Lock. And by the way, Cliff sends his regards as well, because he told me early in the week that he was not going to be able to be here for this taping. And so we definitely are holding it down for him. We're not going to be here long today, but as I said, we're supposed to do an interview tonight later on. So I said, let me kill two birds with one stone. Let me make the announcement that show will not be televised live tonight, at least not at this point, unless something else happens that, you know, unforeseen at this point. I said, I'll kill two birds with one stone. And but I was talking to Kenny, and when he informed me that, you know, he sends regards to the fans, that I asked him what was something I can give to the fans that they didn't know before. And the best race you ever had, grudge race, he said the 615 boys in Florida. I had a little hand in putting that together, and he won it. He said it was good because both cars went down. Marcus Wongus, what's up, doctor? You in the gym, Marcus? You in the gym getting swole? I'm trying to get me a muscle. Like, let me see him push it up a little bit. Is it good luck? Let me turn it sideways, it'll look bigger. But anyway, He said the 6'15 boys in Florida, it was good. I had a little hand in that because they're from Mississippi, and he's from Maryland, obviously, and they didn't know each other, and so they were both looking for action. And so I did what good promoters do, or matchmakers, or whatever you want to call us. But that's what we do. If you are a promoter in this game, a good promoter, you instigate races. You instigate. Getting ready to go, Joe. Ha ha. No doubt, Doc. You listen, man. You stay committed to that thing. So I got to nod my head to you on that gym tip. You stay committed to us. Ain't many like you. Some out there, I know a couple of gym rats, gym freaks, if you will. But you know, I just say y'all committed. But do your thing, Doctor. But yeah. So those guys, a good promoter, what you gonna do? You gonna instigate races? You gonna instigate races? You gonna instigate grudge races? I mean, this is the game that we're in, and I'm not knocking nobody for any kind of putting any two cars together, any kind of way, any putting cars to go down the track, and I'm not hating on nobody else's style of racing or promoting or anything like that. I'm just talking about what I love. I'm talking about my team. I'm Team Grudge. I'm Team Grudge all the way. I don't mean I hate your family just because I love mine. I love Grudge, but I don't mean I hate nobody else. And I'm not disrespecting. I understand better than anybody that any race car, you have to spend the same money to buy the motors, same money to buy the tires, and yada, 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 on and on. So I respect everybody that putting their time, energy, and effort into that whole shit. So, you know, miss me with that shit if you trying to say otherwise. It's all good. So, but a good promoter, man, I'm just speaking about, well, any promoter, you're going to put together races. So when you're putting together races, you're doing your job. But if you're a grudge promoter, you put together grudge races. And you're the ones I'm proud of that put together. So, because he told me tonight, and I didn't even know he was going to say that. He said that was one of my favorite races. And I'm like, okay, cool. And hey, guys, if you're on the Facebook side, you're going to have to call my phone to talk to me before I will let you in on this side, because if I don't recognize your name. And then if I do recognize your name, because these guys are playing tricks tonight. These hackers are up here, so I've caught five of them already. So you got to call my phone, text my phone or something, then we can get you in there. So other than that, I'm just going to leave the board like it is right now. So if I don't know you, nah, I don't know. See, they're doing it, and I'm not going for it. If I don't know you, I'm not even going to put you up there. I'm sorry about they tried to do it last night as well. And I caught what's his name? Silverhawk got caught up in the mix. So my bad, Silverhawk, my bad. You should be good today though, I believe. But somebody tag Silverhawk in here. You see that? Somebody tag Silverhawk up in here. Oh, somebody just did. Thank you, Ghetto Cowboy. Appreciate you, Doctor. Even though your hair looks, you know, I'm not gonna talk about it, but I'm joking. So as I said, but like I said, we respect what everybody's got going, but I'm going to tell you about the best race I ever had as well. The best race I ever had, or one of my best races I ever had, was the one I lost. Me and this guy, I think I told the story before, we raced for $25, but I thought I had him slick. He had his big block, and I told him he couldn't burn out. He had a little dial thing in his car, and he turned it down, and he didn't even burn, and I was out there for a minute with that big block, man, that small block down. So, but the best race I ever had was I had a guy give me a spot with my car, and he said I cheated. So I got out of my car, convinced him to get out of my car, let him get in, and I gave him the same spot with his car, and then I beat him as well. No bullshit. That's some crazy shit. That's some shit you see on TV. For real, that happened. No bullshit. Anyway, guys, like I said, that's a spur of the moment. Had to make some up, but anybody want to talk about the best grudge race day of your life? Best grudge day of your life in grudge racing? Anybody remember? Anybody got one to talk about? anybody at all. Y'all got to be shot. I ain't the only one that has some good
grudge. God damn it, my best grudge day, god damn it, when I finally sat behind that motherfucking wheel, went damn near undefeated that day. God damn it, boy. Good as a motherfucker.
Now, you were at Bunch Creek that day, you talking about?
No. I was at US 13.
Oh, US 13. Okay. You know, I guess you was experienced when you got down to Bunch Creek because you looked like a pro that day.
No, I looked like a jackass that day, god damn it. That's what I looked like.
Nah, man. Did you tune the car or you just drove the car?
I drove it. I drove that one day on motor against Cliff. That's why I said it looked like a jackass.
I know. I said, but did you tune the car?
No.
That wasn't your fault, then. How do you...
No.
That
was me. It was a driver error.
Oh, what did you do?
I fucked up. That's what I did.
Come on, man.
I ain't gonna hold you. I fucked up.
Okay, hey, I'm gonna leave it at that.
I'm gonna be completely honest with you. Yeah. I wasn't using my motherfucking head. You know what I mean? I couldn't make my mind if I was a foot breaking or trans breaking. I'm gonna leave it right there.
Absolutely. What car you had, Joe? My Lexus. My Lexus and the guy Mike had a Jeep. Yeah, we were street racing. We got witnesses. I know, man. I wouldn't say no shit like that on the air if I couldn't back it up, man. I wouldn't say no shit like that if I couldn't back it up. Like my 4,500 horsepower small block back in 2000 and 00, something like that, something like that. It was 2000 and somebody. Street game, is that you? Street game, that's you? Yo, Roy.
Yeah.
That wasn't him.
What's the topic today, Joe? What's the topic? What's going on?
I don't have no topic. I just told you. I said, what's the best race you ever had? What's the best grudge day you ever had? What's the best day you ever had in grudge racing? What's up, Gregory Sharp? Well, I guess y'all is not feeling me today. So, okay. I guess I should have brought my goddamn A game with me today. I was not planning on doing no show, but I just said I would get up here for a second. Let me see what I'm do. You know what? Y'all got anything to talk about?
What happened to Cliff?
That's what I'm asking Cliff, you. What's going on?
Cliff is okay. He just could not be here today. Cliff is okay. He's fine. He'll be here.
Cliff is fine. He's late. Like, he's always on the trash break.
No. He's not late. He's not going to be on the show today. He's taking care of some business. He's all right. He's doing things. He's doing things. Let me just say he's doing things. That's what he do. So, do y'all got anything to talk about?
I don't know. What do you want to talk about, Joe?
You know what? The floor is open. You make a suggestion, Joe Cowboy.
Okay.
You had an interesting conversation yesterday about people commenting on your thoughts, your choice to race a guy that you had never seen before.
I don't know. Let's see. What's a good thing to talk about? What's a good topic? This grudge game.
Well, let's see. It's flipping burgers at a little tavern. You stupid. Cliff is the chef, man. Come on, give that man a shine. It's a top notch.
I don't know who got you into grudge. How about that? Who got you the grudge?
My father, Big Walt.
Okay.
And Big Roy, my uncle, and Big Neil, my other uncle, un-uncle, but my uncle. They were called at very time they were called a various thing, but they were called the Fat Boys a lot.
Gotcha.
Out of Brooklyn.
Mm.
Yeah, it was big sized men.
So that's why you like the G body and the Chevys.
Yeah. Those are the cars that I first saw. The first car that I saw race was two deuce and a quarters. That's the first two cars that I ever saw race. And yo, these wasn't no regular ass. These cars was what they had back then. The big thing was you either had a 30 over motor, a Buick motor, or a 60 over Buick motor. Who know about the 30 overs and 60 over Buick motors? Who know about that? Oldsmobile motors. Who know about that? Yo, you tell me nobody know about the 30 over Buick motors and the 60 over Buick motors? God damn, son. I must be old as hell. Hey, Norman, tell me you don't know about that shit, Norman.
Where's Driver and all those guys? I don't know nothing about Buick motors.
The Buick motors used to be the stage one Buick motor. The stage one had Buick motors, and you had the teleport Buick motors, which was special.
Yeah, and then but before you even had it, like the stage one, which is those were the heads, but it was the boring of the motor to make the put bigger pistons in it. It'd be 30 over bore out or 60 over bore out. Y'all ain't never heard of that shit before? Wow, God damn, son. Underdog. Now I know your daddy them and under Giganto and them did know some 30 over shit. Underdog.
I don't know about no damn Oldsmobile motor, man.
I said Buick motor, man. Okay.
Oldsmobile, either damn one, being a Chevrolet, I don't know nothing about it.
Word. Okay. I guess I was before y'all time. Wow. Okay. Because in the mid 80s.
Nah, back then, they was running 454, so they were Chevrolet motors on our end. Gigantic them come down here with that Buick shit because they came out of Jersey.
Okay. Yeah, that's what it was. Okay. It was Buick and Oldsmobiles up that way predominantly. But Norman say no. Norman's from New Jersey, Newark. I think Norman's from Newark, right? Somewhere, right? But he's in Jersey. But wow, okay, it's different shit in different places. I thought everybody was up on damn 455s. Wow,
people that like Buick motors.
But you know what? Right now, you couldn't give me a Buick motor. But when you grow up,
why? So those shits won't run.
Right, them shits won't run. You can't. They soft motors and they blow up a lot of shit. Blow up a lot of shit. But when you try to put any juice to them or try to make them go fast, shit. Well, you said from Passaic, New Jersey. Okay. Wow. But you don't know what you don't know, bro. Do what your parents do. Do what your parents do.
So you're supposed to have an interview today, you said? You're supposed to interview someone today?
Shakedown Racing, yeah. Kenny and his daughter, Miss Mulan.
Gotcha.
Yes. And then I said I would take over for Cliff. I would hold him now. But what I was going to do is something else. But anyway, ended up with this, so I apologize again. I wasn't prepared to do a show. Got some other things on my mind, but show must go on, right? So that's why I'm here, dying in my misery.
Gotcha. So I got a question for you. Yeah. How are you going to do, what's going on with the points and all this? Are you doing it this year or you're not? What's going on?
I am glad that you asked that.
All right.
So what has to happen this year for the points, okay? Is that you, Ghetto Cowboy? I like you.
Yeah, I like you sometimes. You know, it depends.
Okay. they need a girl and a Chevy and Chevy Rods. Okay. No doubt, Norman. No doubt. No doubt. He would know too. He'd get on them cars and do that stuff like that, his mechanic stuff. I ain't never been like on that tip. But anyway, how we're doing the points this year is we changed it up a lot. We changed it up a lot. So what has to happen now is you have to be on a team of 10 to get the money. You be a team of 10 to go after the money. You only have to have one car, or you can have up three cars or whatever, but we're only going to count three of your races from your team, three races per team, and you do a combination of racing and recruiting. So you get 5,000 points for locking in a race. Both teams get that, right? Everything's 5,000 points. You get 5,000 points when you recruit a new, not a team member, but a new member to the league. Okay. And you get, let me see, it's right here in front of me. I was just working out some kinks in it, the way we have it set up. And then you get 5,000 points if you win the race, or if you win a lock-in or a punk-out money, which is basically the same thing for this. And then now you get bonus points for the team with the most races, right? That's up to three. If nobody gets that, nobody gets those points. But if you have three and everybody else has two, your team gets 5,000 bonus points. The most wins out of your three races, the most wins, you know, well, I'm sorry, each team that gets a win gets them whatever the highest is. Each team gets the points in both cases. If you got three races, you get an extra 5,000 points. You got the most wins, extra 5,000. And whichever team gets the most recruits, you get an extra 5,000 points for that as well. And so whoever has the most points at the end of the day, you win the money. And the money comes in percentages. So you
gotcha.
You start winning the first one. You win first place, you win 50% of whatever the prize is. Right? And it won't be no $1,000 like it was last year. Like I said, we're doing teams. So the money will be at least four figures when we start out. At least four figures when we start out.
Quick question. Which are you going to have a list of which tracks are going to be NGRA? That we could get points, or is it going to be anytime we go to any track? Or like, how are you going to do it?
We'll have a list of events where this happens at. It'll
okay.
only be national events. It'll only be national events.
Okay. Now, what was I going to say? So now if we do that, all right. No, got you. I'm just thinking.
But yeah, so. We put it out there so that not everybody can participate on your team, not just if you've got a car, but we want to have a team. And what the team concept is that everybody's working for the same goal, working to get points. So say you and who's ever on your team, it don't have to be your personal team, but it can be. It don't have to be, though. Can be just you and some more people that get together in the same little group team, and y'all register for the challenge, and it's called the Grudge Rich Challenge. We're trying to get grudge rich, not rich rich. We don't want to scare nobody. Just grudge rich, whatever that is to you it can be. You know, it's 4 figures, 5 figures, 6 figures, 7 figures, 8 figures, so. Whatever it is, it's up to you what you say it is. But the bottom line is we're going to try and do, like I said, and have a sanctioned grudge racing league that we can market and we can profit from all the stuff that we've been doing for years. We've been buying tires. We've been buying spark plugs, drinking Pepsis, and going to Circle K, filling up these hotel rooms, and buying all this gas, and all buying all these hats, and this all this stuff that we buy in the name of graduation. Like every time you go to the track, don't you go by and load your cooler up with food and sodas and drinks and waters and ice and all that? Yes? Nobody does that for me? Wow, okay. That's not right. It's just me. It's me. I just think that...
Yes, I do it. Yes, we do it.
I know. I just thought that, you know, it's like when you look at the other racing, right? Look at NHR, any kind of motorsports, any kind of sanctioned motorsports, you look at them, and what do you see? You see all the brands that we use every day, they are sponsoring that event or those racers or that organization. They're sponsoring that organization. That's what they're doing. That's how all those contracts got done, through a sanctioned organization, and that's why they never come knocking on any one of our doors, no matter how good we were, no matter how big we were. I mean, Rock used to be the one of the biggest grudge races in the world, got on the cover of Drag Illustrated. You know how big that is? And they came looking for him. World Grudge Nationals was on the cover of Drag Illustrated, too, but we went looking for them. It's completely different. I mean, we were there. We got there, but we weren't looking for them. They didn't come looking for us. You know. So the point of the matter is, we've been big in this game, but ain't nobody never came knocking on the door. I don't never see no Budweiser, no Nike, no Hoosier, no Goodyear. I don't mean that certain individuals didn't get no little bit of something out of it. Got a little something out of it. Got your beak wet, and that's fine. I'm talking about everybody. Everybody you can think of. Me.
Join the meeting.
Sponsorship money. Oh, damn. Racing Jason should be getting some sponsorship money. Miss Mulan should be getting some sponsorship money. Ghetto Cowboys should be getting sponsorship. We can come to these races. Y'all getting y'all teams. We building this league. If we get our numbers up, man, the sponsors are going to come whenever there's a group of people that can put their product in front of huge numbers of people, like the grudge racing community can. We can brand a product. I mean, think about how many brands we've made as a community. Think about how many brands we've made as a community. I'm going to say a brand, and you're going to tell me what he does in the grudge game, okay? I'm going to say a brand. Endicott.
Those video.
Videos in the grudge game, okay. Willie Dahl.
Announcer. Promoter.
Baldy.
I don't know him.
Okay. Somebody.
I'm being honest.
Okay, no, you ain't gotta know everybody, Ghetto Cowboy. Not everybody knows everybody except mainly me. I'm joking. I know a lot of people. You say what, driver?
Promoter.
Good deal. Okay. Salt and Pepper.
Promoter.
Driver.
He is that too. He's a promoter, but he's a race car driver. You know. What about Mario?
Racer.
Hey, man. It's a lot of Marios in the world. Y'all know who Mario is? What about Long Island Joe?
Promoter.
Radio host?
Radio host, yeah.
Racer.
Right. Racer, too. Joe does it all, you know.
Donator,
right. Fundraiser. Yeah. Nino Brown, what's up, doctor? Yeah. Larry T.
Track owner, promoter.
Okay. Jesse James.
Jesse James, a racer.
Yeah. Whole point is we got a whole lot of bread. Okay, I'm going to give you one that's not. How about this? The Woo Man.
Who the hell is the Woo? The Woo Man is a concession stand.
Who don't know the Woo Woo Man? Oh, wow. Y'all is, well, I know Johnny is. Well, I know Walter Mann know the Woo Woo Man. DJ Stick, I'm surprised you don't know that, man. That's something you don't know about.
You sell them drinks, don't
he? Yes, he sell them drinks. That's the Woo Woo Man. Come on, now.
That's what I'm saying. Because that's it, man.
Okay, how about this? Pink Panther.
She's a driver.
The driver, you can't play no more, man. You know too much. Stop. You can't, they can't play no more. I'm just saying, man, we got a lot of brands. Silver Surfer.
He's a promoter.
You can't play them all.
He's a promoter and he's a race car driver.
No doubt, no doubt. Is that the corn liquor man, the woo woo man? Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Gregory Sharp. Thank you. I mean, I'm just playing a little game.
I think so. Thought most of the people that know the woo woo man will be in the South.
Okay. There's some people who want to stop on this show.
Yeah, but I'm just saying up north, a lot of guys don't know who he is.
Okay, I mean, that's good. But that's how we found out who anybody was on these platforms. That's how we found out who a lot of people was. That's how we found out who Giganto was.
Correct.
Now we found out who Walter Mann was. I mean, everybody in the north knew you, but they know you all over the country now, Shopeye.
Oh, yeah.
That woo-woo, man, that's when they sell the liquor.
Now y'all waking up. Okay, there you go. Jump right in. That's the man. Yeah, the woo woo man done made. I mean, I'm saying, think about it. We done branded that man. I mean, we done created a brand, the game. You know, I'm saying the game. Not me in particular, not Dog, not a Wild Man in his time, not Fat Albert, not Fred, not Long Island Joe, not Mississippi Joe, not Tracy from Texas. I'm just including everybody. But my point is, we all did it together. I need to see the woo-woo man. Gregory Sharps, you still fit. You need to go out of the hospital. You calm down, Gregory Sharps. You calm down. Just go out of the house with the woo-woo man. You about bad as your other friend. Another tall guy that I'm worried about. And I love, wish he would sit his hind parts down with love. Wish he would sit it down and get better. Take his time.
I totally agree with you with that one, buddy.
And I'm saying it with love. And I ain't telling you what to do with your life. And nobody can tell you. I'm just saying I'm an old man. And if something break on me, it's going to take a long time to heal. So if something break on me, y'all don't expect to see me no time soon. Right? Call and text and hey Patty Cake, how you doing? But yeah, man, let's number love, man. Number love to you, Giganto, man. Number the best to you. And let me tell you something. The reason I have this hat right here, right? The reason I have this hat was because he called me the other day and said, yo, I want you to get on the show and have, you know, the battle of the Gordo, battle of the pro stocks and get on with Gordo and y'all talk about how y'all got the name. I said, ordinarily, I wouldn't want to, he said, but I need somebody to help keep the show going because I'm not going to be able to go like regular. And when he said that, I said, okay, whatever the subject matter is, I'll get on and do my part. And then he got on the show, and I was there waiting, and I put the hat on so I could, you know, represent NGRA, and he never came on. Another surgery next Friday? Who said that? I don't know that, as Gregory Sharp said that, but I don't know if that's confirmed or not. Can anyone else confirm that? Is that confirmed or is that just what you? That's what Cliff said. What's Cliff?
Gregory Sharp don't win singing the woo-woo, man. Don't believe him.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to leave that alone until. All right, so, but yeah, the thing about it is that, you know, we are branding. Oh, okay, Greg, yeah, Greg Sharp, and Godspeed to you, man. Prayers to you, Greg Sharp, that you're having another surgery next Friday, because you just, who asked to have the Battle of the Pro Stock named? Gigantor did. Gigantor. And I said, and it wasn't going to be no battle. He was just saying he wanted us to get on to talk about how we both got our names, because he's always picking with Bodo about his name. And personally, I like the fact that he has that name. I like the fact. Okay. So at the end of the day, he must have had a reason for doing it, just like, I had a reason for accepting it. It is what it is. And everybody got their reason for doing what they do. But the thing that we got to get into, we got to know that everybody that does racing does exactly what we do. The only thing is they get paid for it because they got a sanctioning body and we don't. A sanctioning body.
Hey, Joe, can I ask you a question?
Everybody takes care of everything.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Have you ever got an award?
An award?
Yeah.
Yes. Why do you ask?
You what? Like, are you?
Huh? Is he breaking up or is that me, guys?
That's him. Your phone is messed up, Silver Hawk. You're coming in and out.
Gotta go back out. Hold on. Come in this. Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Are you like 2-time promoter or 4-time or what? What are you?
Well, I'm looking at my wall here with all of the awards on it. I have a promoter of the year. Let's see. I have the World Grudge Nationals promoter of the year. And the 2011 promoter of the year for NGRA.
So that make you 1-time or?
I was never singularly. NGRA was a group of, a group.
No, you know how you say Tony Bond is 7-time? I want to know how. What
oh,
is you?
2-time. The 2-time.
Okay.
Okay, 2-time.
All right. Okay.
2011 and 2000. I think that's 14. I think. Grudge Inc. gave us promoter of the year. So, 2011 and 2012. 13.
Okay.
My two times.
All right, cool.
But it was with groups.
I'm going on
groups.
Mute.
It was with groups.
Yeah. I got to go on mute. All right.
What are you trying to, man? Civil Hawk, you is messy. What are you trying to start trouble? What are you trying to do?
I just want to know which one are you. Number 5 times or, I just thought you maybe 5-time national, promoter. I don't know. That's why I asked.
Right. Well, actually, here's the thing, right? And see, this is the thing. Every time I won promoter of the year, I won it with a group of people. And I'm of the mindset that that's the best way to operate in this game with a group of people.
You talking about back in the Fayetteville days when they was having Freaky Friday and all of that? That when you talking about back then?
Well, they were having Freaky Friday up until 2020 when COVID came. That's when they stopped it. So I'm not sure what that reference is back to.
Yeah. Well, I know they were doing it back in what? 2002, right?
Yeah, they were doing it for a long time.
Yeah.
Back.
2002.
Don Gotti, what's good with it? The
fall. I'm going on mute.
Northeast Grudge Racer of the Year. No doubt. What's up, Don Gotti boy? I see you out there in Mexico, boy. You're trying to scalp the Indians and stick up the goddamn Cowboys, black and white. I ain't mad at you, boy. I ain't mad at you. See, that's what this thing is all about, man. See, everybody, you know what? This dude has a Toyota and whatever. It's a Toyota. But that's a bad car. I mean, that's a silent killer to borrow a phrase, That's a silent killer, but that's a bad machine, you know? I mean, think about it. And what other sport, what other motorsport do you get to have a Toyota Supra? What's that, Toyota? What's that? A Celica Corolla or something, whatever it is, Toyota Corolla. Toyota Corolla. And have motherfuckers looking the other way, having motherfuckers shook. Come on, man. They got the greatest show on earth. And if we could only open our eyes to see how valuable it is if we treat it. If we value it, a lot of other people will value it. Everybody. We got a plan. Everybody. Win. Everybody win. We just got to see it. Just be hungry enough, ambitious enough. We got a great product here. Just got to know how to sell it. We have never sold it. Ain't nobody ever made no money. The fans deserve great shows. I mean, like the old days, but even better. Because this time, you know, look what's out there right now. Just think about why didn't you show us your shit starting award you win? It's all love, partner. Oh, I'm gonna show you my awards. Let me see. It wouldn't come off the wall. I don't know. I tried to take it off. It wouldn't. So I just left it. I don't want to have the trouble trying to put it back. But I ain't getting no shit starter award. I'm not a shit starter. I was talking about that earlier, Kevin. I said a good promoter or a good grudge promoter does. Now, I'm not talking about no other kind of promoter, but just a grudge promoter. What a good grudge promoter does is he boosts up races. I had the biggest compliment of my life tonight, one of the biggest compliments. That dude told me, Kenny of Shakedown Racing, was supposed to be interviewed tonight, but he couldn't come on. He had to work. He said the best race he ever had was the one that I set up for him with a guy that was from Mississippi that I knew from my travels, the 615 boys. He said that was the best race he ever had. I asked him why. He said, because I didn't know them, they didn't know us. And they looked good to us. We looked good to them. And we said, fuck it. Let's just try some shit. And we did it. And I was a part of that shit. But he said, I'm looking for Clifford Milton heads up. Wow. Hey, Don Gotti, I love it, man. I love it. That's what it's supposed to be. And Cliff, you've been called out. You know what to do? I'm not going to call him because he said he's busy. But what I am going to do is text him. So he can call my phone and get in the show. Let me get Cliff on here. Let's see. I'm calling. But have to start with the show. Have to start with the slow guys first. Hey, killer. Killer. Killer is mean right now. You trying to push that damn fuck it button. Killer is on here yelling for you. So I just texted him. Now he said he's busy, but, you know, he can't blame me for texting. But see, that's what a good grudge promoter do. He gonna push the envelope. He gonna walk up to it real hard and real forceful. And, you know, somebody told me the other day that I was an alpha male. And I said, well, you know what? To be a good promoter, you got to be an alpha male because you can't be afraid that, you know, somebody's going to get their feelings hurt and somebody's going to get mad at you and somebody ain't going to like
get them fucked up.
Yeah, but, no, your job is not to get nobody fucked up. That's never the job.
No, you try to get somebody fucked up.
As I said, the job, again, you're going to be like Paul and read my mind. Let me know. I'll stop talking and let you tell everybody what I'm thinking.
I ain't say what you were thinking.
Okay.
I never say that.
And I just told you. So maybe you thought that before this conversation, but Okay, so here are the facts. I never, ever try to get nobody fucked up. The reason is, it's just like customer service. You invite somebody to your restaurant, right, your business, and you give them fucked up service in any kind of way, whether the food's fucked up, the price is fucked up, the place is fucked up, guess what? Are you coming back to that place? Are you coming back?
So you always say, I always thought you said it's your job to get you fucked up.
Yo, dude, my name is Pro Stop Joe, okay? No, don't get it confused. It's okay. Everybody's got their sayings, and that's fine. That's cool. I think that's Fred that says his job is to get somebody fucked up. And
oh, my bad.
If that's his job, that's fine. That's not my job, though. His job is different from mine. My job
is cool.
My job is to help you do what you said you wanted to do. If you say you want a grudge race, my job is to help you. That's what my job is. I'm trying to help you do what you said you wanted to do and nothing more. Everybody want to be a millionaire until it's time to do millionaire shit sometimes. So you right.
Yo.
Yes, sir.
Suppose someone don't want help.
Well, they probably should not come on my show or to let me hear them talking about a race. Or they should just tell me, shut the fuck up, and I will. That works too.
Somebody's trying to tell you.
See, you know what, Norman? You don't have to help people like you. People that get their own race, you don't have to help. You have to help those people who are... What's the word I want to use? Now, I don't want to be people who need a little assistance getting over that lock-in line, okay? You know the gun line in Camp 8, the gun line in life, Mark Law? Cross the gun line, boss. You cross the gun line. See, a lot of people don't cross the gun line. That motherfucker that wanted to go, that was about that life, he crossed the gun line. He said, fuck it. And he was ducking and dodging. He got fucked up, but he did what he had to do, right? Everybody else taking the gun line, they ain't crossed the gun line, did they? So what I'm saying is the people that cross the gun line, you ain't got no problem with them. It's some people that are scared to go cross the gun line. I'm not saying scared, but they need assistance, that's all. And for whatever reason, they might need a little financial assistance on negotiating the price a little better. They might negotiate a better spot or something, an equalizer of some kind. But the point is, as a good promoter, grudge promoter, you try to get that facilitated by any means necessary. Your job is to get the race done. It ain't to help Silverhawk, and it ain't to help Norman. It's to help the race. It ain't against nobody. It's for the racing. It's for the fans, and it's for the racers, too, because I'm helping both of you. A good grudge promoter is helping both of you do what you said you wanted to do. I feel like races need to race and lock in races instead of comparing one person to the next. But things that don't pertain, like they tell the spectators. Folks be worried about the wrong thing, but act like they focus on one. Patty Cake said that. Wow. Okay. Good deal. I love it. And that's the thing. You know, it's too bad that, I won't say too bad, but I'm kind of, well, I feel like, some of the OGs and some of the real Gs, not even OGs, real Gs, would second that because this is what this is about. Everybody wants to see races. Everybody wants to see good shows when they go to the show. Everybody wants some good action. But you're right about that. Whoever said that, everybody want gravy. Who said that? Norman? Who said everybody want gravy? Is that you?
Hey, of course, when you're making your debut, don't you feel you want to have something sweet?
Well, when you're making your debut, that's the best time to get a sweet car because nobody know nothing about you except what you let them know. But you find out, that's what the money math and mystery is about, the mystery piece. So what did you let them find out? So, but no, not just the debut. You think it's only for the debut, Norman?
Well, not really, but, you know, some guys that, we'll really gamble. And like years ago, I was accused of being a GW hunter. But I think...
Would you please tell the fan? I know what that means, sir. I know what it means. I promise you I do. Would you please tell the audience what a GW hunter is?
I guarantee
I was going to make a joke out of it. I guarantee they'll understand. I'm sorry. But tell me again.
Join the meeting.
Yeah, but not all races. You got to try to stack the odds in your favor. That's how I look at it.
Wait a minute now. You just said two competing things. You said now, first you said all races are 50-50.
Yes.
Do you believe that you have a 50-50 chance of winning no matter who you're against? Do you believe that?
Well, not no matter who. It's just that, or no matter what, if sometimes you might gamble on, you see a car that you know, let's say, is lighter than yours, or it appears to be better than yours. Well, you know, you can't see weight, but you just kind of, from looking at it.
You sense it.
Yes. Or the same thing, you might sense he has a little more horsepower than you. So then... You know, it's up to whomever you're with. Well, you're going to gamble or, you know, we're going to let that one slide.
Okay. So basically you're saying if this is an easy target or not.
Yes.
Okay.
Or ease, not again, I'm not going to say easy, easier.
Well, what is a guaranteed win if they are an easy target? I mean, you can't just put the head in, Norman. You put it in, it's gone.
Yeah. Well, with that being said, though, you know, you want to go all the way. Yeah. But hey. But now I want to switch it up since right now I'm a fan right now because I don't have anything to race right now, but I am going to come to shows. And right. Speaking as a fan, I think guys that, especially before they lock in, they should make sure their car is ready. Not having to come to a show and make shakedowns and find out they need parts or their car ain't right.
Ooh, can you say that again, please? I mean, okay, and tell me why. You would issue that warning to.
No, like I said, Joe, I'm speaking as a fan because you get all of these people that come to shows and they want to see a particular race. But then when they get there, come to find out the person that they wanted to see got car trouble. Now, I understand these race cars, I understand they could break at any time.
Oh, yeah.
But now someone already know that their car is not quite right. All I'm saying is, guys, that's locked into the race. Have your car race ready. Make your test hit, and let's put on something for the people. That's what I'm saying.
On that note, I can stand for the fan there. But you can load your car in the trailer and get to the track and when you fall.
I understand that, but what I'm saying is some people know that they're not 100%. Anything can happen, but what I'm saying is at least feel like you're 100%. I'm saying before you lock in a deposit, not having to lock in and go test and find out, I ain't got it. But people, you said you locked in the race, and they expecting to see a race, Now, another DP.
You understand? I understand exactly what you're saying there. So some people lock in 6 months in advance. You don't know what can happen in 6 months.
So, Walter Bear, what do you think about locking in 6 months in advance? What do you think about that?
I don't think really a person should lock in 6 months in advance because, number one, just radio talking.
So
guys, you said, well, I would say HD, them just lock in 6 months in advance. But you got to realize, they were locking in $10,000, $15,000 punk out money. So a person going to have their car ready. But if a man lock in for $300 punk out 6 months in advance, you don't know if you're going to see that race or not.
That's true.
Wow. Okay. Anybody agree with that, disagree with that? I mean, do you fault the guy? I mean, if I'm locking in $300, if that's my budget, that's my budget. How can you discount me? Can you discount me exactly just because I didn't bet the $300?
No, I'm not saying that, Post Op. The only thing I'm saying is the man that locked in at $300, you feel like his car ain't ready, he really can't really lose nothing. That's the only thing I'm saying.
No, I hear what you're saying, Walter. I'm just trying to make it clear for the guys that you're not saying because you bet $300. We doubt that your race is going to go, but we're saying it don't make financial sense. If it don't make financial sense, when you get close, you got to spend $3,000 to protect $300, you might not do it.
Right.
See, Bobby said, Walter Mann is 100% right. Appreciate the comment, Bobby. And guys, you're listening to the Shelf Line Lock Show. And to reiterate one more time, Cliff can't be here tonight because he has something, so we're just holding it down for him. He'll be here his next show appearance, I believe. And he will be at locking in 6 months ahead of he will be next time, but he'll be on the show. But Lamar Hobson said, lock it in 6 months ahead of time is putting yourself in the trick bag. Ooh, is it real? Maybe it's not. Maybe. Okay, tell me how, Lamar. Tell me how. I'll wait for your comment. Tell me how.
Oh, Sue, I want to say to that, Joe. Let's say I lock you in 6 months from now. Does that mean I have to wait for 6 months, even though I might be ready in three, and race somebody else first? Or I got to wait my 6 months and race you first?
You just said lock in. That's what it means.
The only thing I'm saying is, okay, you can race whoever you want the next day once you lock in. But you are gambling on your $300. You might go out there and break sudden, and then your motor got to go in the shop. Trainer got to go in the shop. So time for you really to run the man you locked in with, car might not be ready to go.
That's so ridiculous on so many levels. It's not even funny. First of all, to lock in somebody 6 months away, why would anybody do that? It makes absolutely no sense.
Well, Paul, I'm just going to stop you for a second. Just to kind of curb your enthusiasm with speaking for everybody and reading their minds like you read mine. So what would be fair to you and to them too is to say, in my opinion, right? Because what you're saying, everybody, it don't make sense. And you're saying it like it's for everybody. Maybe I'm reading too much into it, and I'm gonna be quiet and I'm gonna let you talk. But I'm just saying, don't speak for everybody, but not everybody. I don't believe what you're saying right now. But you go ahead.
Okay. I take what you're saying, and I agree with you. I guess everybody does think differently, but
thank you.
For me, 6 months away, why would I even entertain that? Because I believe in putting the money up. So now I'm supposed to put my money up for something 6 months away. It could be making me interest sitting in a bank somewhere, number one. Number two, it gives too many things to happen in between the day you start to the day you race. That's with your car or with yourself. Number three, there's always going to be race talk. By the time you get to that point, some people think, you know, the hype is up, but it could be even worse. It could go in the opposite way where y'all start arguing and knowing nothing. And then before you know it, it's more of a problem. And then on top of that, if you're a racer, a real racer, If you're locked up a DP for 6 months, you're obviously probably not going to race in between that because you don't really want to show somebody your car because now they're going to get a time on your car. So what does that do for you? It shortens up your race season to possibly two a year. So for me, it doesn't make sense. Now, for everybody else, hey, if you see good in it, by all means, knock yourself out.
Pro Stock. If you're
that's
in number
lot.
One,
that's a lot.
First off, let's go back 5 or 6 years ago. Remember on these shows 5 or 6 years ago, people used to take and say, if you can't lock in a week before, ain't no need coming on the show and talking about it. You remember that?
Yeah, yeah. At times, every time we come to different seasons in the grudge game, we adapt to the new technology. Like when we got the talk shows, we got to talk to people regularly in Florida and Texas and in Detroit, Chicago, New York, and all in between. So with that, we had to start doing Western Union. But the Western Union people was making all our money. And what we did was we decided to say, okay, we all men of honor, so we'll do it at the gate. We'll do it once we get inside the gate, if nobody was right together. And then it got to the point where you said, okay, well, we could send the money, you know, with these little other money applications. And, yeah, it got to that point about if you couldn't lock in on the show, don't even bother getting up here talking no bullshit. You can't really lock in now. Yeah, we.
I mean, pretty something. But you would lock in. Yep. Go to the man come in and say, we'll lock in. We'll lock in now.
Oh, you know what? That's James Jones. I know who that is. I hear him and his wife talking. Let me go ahead and close that mic. Okay, Mr. Jones, your mic is open. Did you want to talk, Mr. Jones? James Jones, you want to talk? I can't mute him for some reason. What the heck?
Okay,
that's
big news.
I'm getting
great news. April 2nd,
you're
going to buy tickets, be 47.
McDonald's, all of them. Okay, it wasn't even him. It was somebody else. Samsung, your damn phone on, man, with damn news. It's okay. You got lost and went to the wrong track. You are so funny. You are really so funny. Yeah, so we having a good conversation. Walter Man brought up a good point that it's time moves on. That things change, but the game has always kept up with the times. And now the game has to keep up with the time to understand is that it's time for us to start selling the game. You said the game is to be sold, not told. Well, it's time to sell the game for real. Because other race forms of racing, they sold their games and they all got paid. You got multi-million dollars, John Ford and John Ashley Ford and Robert somebody, Height and all the people with all with the NHRA, they moved as a sanctioning body and they all got paid. Shot Boogie on the Facebook side, but if you know a race is coming up a few months out and your man is going to be there, you might want to lock him in before someone else does or he goes somewhere else. You know what? That makes sense, Shy. That makes sense. That could be one way you could lock it 6 months out to make sure that your man is going to be where you're going to be, and you know you're going to be there. So, yeah, that makes sense. So it's a lot of different reasons that people, you know, do they lock in the way they do it. And the thing is, everybody do it for their own reason. And you might not like that somebody locked in for $100, and you might not like that somebody locked in for $15,000. But at the end of the day, it wasn't you. So live with it. Deal with that. Deal with that in a nice way, but deal with it. Right, Walter, man?
Oh, yeah. I understand what you're saying there, because you remember back in the day, we locked in the afternoon ran that night. So, I mean, things do change. But back then, a man's word was bond. You know, if they said you were going to be there, they was there.
Yeah.
That's also because people raced, like they didn't put races 6 months away.
Right.
You know, I mean,
in the afternoon, ran that night.
But also, like you said, Walter, man, some racers did lock in 6 months in advance. The OJacks have been known to lock 6 months in advance, and Mack and Melvin and those kinds of races, Big John from Jersey and Mighty Joe Young and them. Right, Walter, man?
Yeah, you're 100% right. But ain't one thing, when they're locked in, you got to realize, look at the part. They locked in enough so to make sure that they were ready. Because they won't know I'm going to pay the funk out money because they're locking in $10,000, $15,000. So,
right, but it was 6 months in advance, though. It was 6 months in advance. That's
yeah,
all I was
but every, hold on. There's a relativity to that because what they were doing back then with their parts and the technology that was allotted to them, it was different than what we have now.
So you think should be doing something different now?
Well, I mean, people's cars.
Oh, I'm asking you, what do you think? Because you can't think for them, but I'm asking what you think. You think they should be doing something different now?
I just don't agree with the long distance, or as I call it, marathon deposits.
Marathon deposits. Okay, that's a cute name. I like that. But again, that's cool. That's cool. Some people don't like naturally aspirated cars. What kind of car do you have, Paul?
Naturally aspirated car.
Okay. I'm just.
But Paul, I don't understand what you're saying, Paul. Me and you. No, we wouldn't lock in 6 months on a van. But a lot of people will lock in 6 months van. To me, I would not do that.
To each his own. That's the beauty of grudge racing. Everybody can do it their way. This is Burger King. This is Grudge King. This is the Lion King, the Grudge King, all shit in one. Everybody can have it their own way. Have you ever been to a race that everybody can have it their fucking way? That's grudge racing. And we got how do you sell the product, Miss Kathy? How do you sell the product? Sell it under a brand name. We have to get a sanctioning body, a brand name, like the NHRA. I don't have to tell you what that is because you know that brand, and they sell it. They sell memberships. They sell tickets. They sell magazines. They sell T-shirts, and they sell everything. Why can't we? I'm like Barack Obama. Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
So what's your first move in doing that?
Talk to people that want to be down with it.
So basically, if they want to be down with it, they join up, and then what's the next move?
Let's get to the first move before we get to the second one. You got to go to the first gear before you get to the second gear, don't you?
Okay. Well, let me elaborate then.
No, because you don't know what second gear is. How are you going to elaborate on second gear and I didn't tell you yet?
I'm going to back up to first gear.
Okay, back up to first gear.
What is the number that you need to get to second gear?
When we get there, I'll tell you.
No, come on now.
Are you a member of NGRA?
No, I'm not.
Okay, and you told me you wouldn't be, right?
I never said that.
Yeah, no, she did. You said it's not.
I never said
that. My ears fooled me when you told me on this show it's not for me. And you also told me afterwards that membership should be free. So I shouldn't be talking to you.
No.
My mind made up about that.
I don't think you understand what I meant when I said that.
No, I probably didn't, man.
Okay.
I don't know what you meant.
Let me explain it then.
Okay, tell me. I'm listening.
Okay.
Are y'all listening? Hold on. Yellow Cowboy listening. Antoine Underdog, are you listening?
I understand when he said that to you yesterday, so I understand what he meant. When he said you should do it for free, so
free membership.
You should. I was gonna say something today about that, but You should do it the first year, like you try to get everyone.
Hold on, get a cup. Free. Get a cup.
Yeah, sorry. I'll let you talk, Paul.
Stand down. Thank you.
I'll stand down. Wait, Paul. Before I stand down, one quick thing, Paul. One quick thing. Yo, I want to lock you in. For next year.
We'll talk about that. let me get through the schedule first. I do one thing at a time, and I do it slow. All right, my first question to you, Joe, is Mark Zuckerberg rich?
No.
You know, come on.
You were supposed to explain to me what you meant. Now, come on, so tell me.
I'm trying to.
Do you think
I'm trying to. I'm trying to. Just go along with me. You'll get it.
Okay.
Is Martin
and give
Zuckerberg
us the baby stuff.
Is Martin Zuckerberg rich?
Yes.
Okay.
If he thinks he is, he is.
Are you on Facebook?
Yeah.
How much did it cost you to get on Facebook?
Lots of money.
How much?
Lots of money.
It cost you money to join Facebook? Because I didn't pay.
Mm-hmm.
How many people paid to get on Facebook?
Okay, so Larry, okay, stop right there. I see what you're saying, but listen to this, right? How many people on here make money from Facebook?
Hold on. You're going in a different direction.
No. What I'm saying to you, Paul, listen. There's a free membership. I know. I'm telling you what you're actually trying to insinuate.
No. I'm going to tell you facts.
So with the free membership, you get no privileges with free membership. With the paid membership,
you get
lots of privileges. I can do lots of things that you can't do. I have a business page on Facebook. Do you have a business page? You don't have a business page because I have privileges because I pay my Facebook.
Joe, with all due respect, how do you learn, bro? If you know what I'm going to say and you're telling me what I think and you're saying all this other stuff, would you let me get my point across to you?
I'm quiet.
Thank you. Thank you very much. My point is, the reason Mark Zuckerberg is rich is because people joined Facebook for free. Now, how does that work? He basically, because he has so many people, he sells advertisement. He's a billionaire because people joined up. He went to all these companies. And matter of fact, he probably didn't even have to go to them. They know the people was on the site. So now, you know what? We want a piece of that action because you have a captive audience. If you give away your memberships, build your numbers, now if they don't come to you, you can go to them. Somebody will invest because you have enough people that are, they got their eyes and ears on what you're doing. But if you're charging everybody, you're not going to get the numbers and you don't have any leverage. Do you understand?
Right. I understand perfectly. So now, let me let you understand. Now, that is called a business model, and that was Mark Zuckerberg's choice to do it that way. Mark Zuckerberg started out in a way different position than I'm starting right now. Well, he's
in the college
door. You said I'm not
I apologize.
Okay. Okay. Understand this. I'm telling you something when I'm telling you something. Look at me. Like I said, Mark Zuckerberg is starting out in a way different position than I am. Look at me now. Look at me. And I ain't going to tell you no more. If you don't understand, you don't understand. But now, that's
stop what that. Stop. Don't use that.
Excuse me. You have your opinion. Let me have mine. Can you be quiet a minute? You asked me to be quiet. I stayed quiet. Okay. So now, that's one. He chose his business model. I have a different one. Let me ask you a question. Is the owner of Netflix that charges for everybody that joins, is he rich? I'll ask you that question.
How did they start?
I didn't ask you that, Mark.
Yes, I didn't ask you that. Yes,
okay,
yes,
so do you have to pay for Netflix?
Now you do.
Oh, okay. Look, you're still making a point. He has a business model, okay?
Wait a minute. Let me be quiet. Listen.
You don't know what you're talking about. You see, that's the point.
You're trying to destroy.
Now, listen. When we started NGRA, I'm going to ask Ghetto Cowboy. Did you join NGRA for – not maybe then for free at first. So let me see who did join.
No, I paid.
Did you join NGRA for free at first? What's Dirty Stick? What's Dirty Stick?
The first year you had it for free.
After the first year, you see, Paul, we only did that. When was the first year? It was free. It was free the first year. Before you got there, Ghetto Cowboy. He's absolutely right. After that, when it came January 1st, you had to pay.
If you wasn't a free member then you had to pay after January the 1st.
Well, I totally agreed with that. I thought that was good. The problem is you didn't reach your goal. So I'm not sure why.
Wait. How do you know I didn't reach my goal?
Because you didn't reach out to anyone and you kept saying that.
What was my goal?
I shouldn't believe you.
What was my goal?
You wanted what, like you said, about 15,000?
Right. So let me ask you a question. So here's the thing. When does McDonald's sell enough burgers? Or when does Netflix sell enough memberships? That doesn't exist. Come on, man.
I gave you the perfect scenario. Mark Zuckerberg's one of the richest people in the world.
So anyway, Paul, we heard you last time, and we didn't agree with it then, but thank you for your viewpoint. We definitely appreciate you, okay?
No problem. I tried.
We definitely appreciate you, but thank you. We don't need any more destruction. We got it from here.
Right.
So, again, at the end of the day, folks, when Paul gives the grudge world his solution for our problem of putting in all this work and effort and all you fans not getting the kind of shows that you want, and all these promoters fighting over dates and dates on top of dates and disrespecting each other in that kind of way and not making no money, not getting the fan count, not getting the car count, and you racist who ain't getting no money no kind of way for doing what you do, can't get a sponsorship from nobody, you know? All these events who can't get no national sponsorships, no names up on the wall, no media coverage, no not getting paid for media. The NHRA gets paid for the media. They get paid for the T-shirts and hats. They get paid for everybody that's got a logo or sign or anything hanging in the NHRA event. They paid some money for the privilege. All we got to do. Is authorize our sanctioning body. Sanctioning body. And everybody wins. Even the people who want to join for free, they win too. Ain't nobody in the NHRA complaining. Because they got a sanctioning body. They're getting paid.
They've been established for a long time, Joe.
And graduation's been around for years. We've been established for years. We just ain't been getting paid for it. And again, please stop trying to tear it down, man, okay? We understand.
Now that's not right. I'm not trying.
No, it is right. Of course it is, okay? Tell me, you wish us luck and you're going to be the first one to join and get other people to join. You're going to try it out and see. Tell me that, Paul.
I don't
know you mean us good.
See, I don't have a problem giving you $25, $50.
No, you ain't giving me nothing. That's the wrong thing. You're not giving me nothing. You're investing it into the grudge game.
I think my advice is worth more than that. And I'm telling you, it costs you nothing.
I didn't ask you for your advice, first of all.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
You asked me. You did ask me. And I explained it to you.
Okay.
You don't remember?
Yeah, okay, I'm sorry. I did ask for your advice.
Thank you.
I want my money back. Can I get a refund?
Yes, you can. You got to meet me at the tent.
Come on, man. You know this is a great idea, man.
Hey, listen,
you know,
no, look.
I mean, I ain't talking to you. I'm talking to everybody. I'm talking about
the idea. But
yo.
There's power in numbers.
Yes, sir. Yes. Thank you, Paul. That's true. Yes, Norman.
Did y'all have a DPF?
With who?
For your advice?
Norman, what do you think of my advice?
We had a lock here, though. It was 300. I'm not needing my 300 back, Norman. Can you help me give me 300 back?
Norman, do you have a problem with what I just said?
No comment.
Oh, my
God. No. OG, you can't do that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Oh my, ghetto cowboy.
On it either way, speak on it. Just speak on it.
Listen, I'm gonna speak on it. I agree what he's saying, you know. But that's my opinion. You know, everyone has opinions. You know, I come from a promoting background, but you know, you have to give people a little taste, and maybe you didn't have enough people helping you when you did it for free when you first did it. You know, the first year.
And back in the 80s, we can revisit that.
You know what I'm saying?
That makes sense. We can revisit that.
Maybe you don't have
on the Facebook side. Chan Thomas said, "What are some cars that hasn't been out in a while
what people like to see race. Big Sexy. Big Sexy. Oh, Superman. Superman. I ain't seen him in a minute. The Gout. The Gout. The Gout. I ain't seen him in a minute. Black and Mild. I ain't seen them in a minute. Norm, when you carbon out?
Too long ago.
Okay. Hey, what kind of car? What's the name? Got Mike Brown, 4th Street Posse. What they got now?
Psychotic Fox, Dustbuster, and Malibu.
Oh, they gonna fuck you up, but no. Oh, okay. What y'all got coming out with? What you want to see, Chan? What car you want to see, Chan? Tell me. All right, guys, it's getting ready to be 7:30. I'm getting ready. This is about got 3 minutes to get ready to say goodbye. Sign off. It's been a good talk, man. It's been a good conversation. I definitely love it, man, and I definitely appreciate everybody for tuning in. And we held it down for Cliff tonight. I know what the hell we were going to talk about. We may talk about something. We will reschedule Shakedown Racing. And again, definitely appreciate that. Just to reiterate one more time that how are we going to do the points this year for NGRA. You have to register for the challenge, the graduates challenge. We're going to have some good money out there when we do it. And then you get points. You get 5,000 points. When you recruit new members as a team, you have to be a team of 10. You have to have 10 people in your team. They can be racers, recruiters, content providers, be whatever. But the idea is for you to recruit for the league and lock in races, win DP, whatever, and get bonus points for the most races, the most wins, the most recruits, and the lock-in dates are the tiebreakers, the day that your lock-in was posted. All right? So we got that all set, and we got the money split by team. It starts at 50%, drops to 20, drops to 10. Then we go to 3.5, 3%, 2.9, 2.8, on down to 2.5, and the same thing, the same split on your team. All 10 members on the team get individual points and get group points, but all 10 members on the team get points. And whoever gets the most points an individual on the team, whoever win the most races, whoever win the most races, or drive the car, or the owner of the car, whoever wants the points, you get them, and get team points and individual points. Paul for president. Okay. Everybody on the team, you contribute, but you get what you contribute. You pay like you get paid like your way. You know, that's what it's about. All I'm saying, man, is that we've been giving this shit away for so long now. It's time for us to start selling it and making some money from it. And everybody can make some money, not just one person or one little group. Everybody. That's what it is. So I'm going to say goodnight to y'all. Definitely appreciate you for tuning in. See you next time. See you next show. Until then, this is Pro Stock Joe. And now you know what I know.
Already know.
To the money zone, we pay to play. Win or lose, somebody getting paid today. About to make the grudge papers, guess it's safe to say. Line up, and we gon' make you famous today. Somebody tell mama they done smoked up the kitchen. Put yourself on the board and play your position. It's a win-win, so how could you lose? Pick one and ride with them, you got something to prove. At the
N-G-R-A.
That man guilty of disturbing the peace. You ain't a racer, get you some holler dollars at least. Yeah, we grudge you for cash. Chairman of the board got his foot on the...